Greetings. 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 Greetings.
Bruder, Schwester, Mutter, Vater, Großmutter, Großvater, Enkel, Enkelkind, Enkelin, Cousin, Cousine, Cousin, Cousine, Stiefmutter, Stiefvater, Halbschwester, Halbbruder, Adoptivsohn, Adoptivtochter, Pflegekind, wobei es nicht mehr verwandt. Bruder, Schwester, Mutter, Vater, Großmutter, Großvater, Enkel, Enkelkind, Enkelin, Cousin, Cousin,
thank you. accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents. Each year across Europe, tens of thousands of people die in road accidents.
Da alle aufgemacht und so etwa die Handgelenke gestrichen und so. Und dann ging es immer weiter, also bis wir eigentlich alle Fassungen durch hatten, vom ganzen Heft, mein Riesenbestand, alle Hilfen dran, ja, haben begonnen sich aufzuregen. Weil wir haben dann sich so auch an den Hals gestrichen und gegenseitig dran gerochen. Und dann ist es halt so ziemlich lustig geworden. Und wir haben uns dann noch ein paar Mal gesehen in New York. Und war es dann eigentlich. Weil wir haben dann so auch an den Hals gestrichen und gegenseitig dran gerochen. Und dann ist es halt so ziemlich lustig geworden.
What they never counted on was this little oddity sticking around until the year
39 Uhr. Now, let's Yeah, Just be sure.
Cousin, Cousine, Stiefmutter, Stiefvater, Halbschwester, Halbbruder, Adoptivsohn, Adoptivtochter, Pflegekind, wobei es nicht mehr verwandt.
Los Angeles war ich im Erdbeben, 1994, und da war ich alleine in einem Haus, also es war so ein altes, siebenstöckiges Backsteinhaus. Ich war im obersten Stock, hatte da eine kleine Wohnung für mich. Und das Leben überraschte mich so um 4 Uhr morgens. Und ich bin sofort aufgewacht, so im Bett, habe mich so aufgesetzt. Und dann zog ich mich ganz schnell an, also irgendwie in 2 Sekunden, und ging unter den Türrahmen. Und alles war dunkel, es war überhaupt kein Licht und kein Ton im ganzen Haus. Und es hat nur so... Und ich dachte, ich wäre die Letzte im Haus. Also ich dachte, alle seien draußen, weil ich hörte überhaupt keine menschlichen Stimmen. Und es ging dann wahnsinnig lange, also in der Realität waren es, glaube ich, 90 Sekunden. Und ich war da unter dem Türrahmen und dachte, das wäre es jetzt gewesen.
Hallo?
Birds are green, snakes are green, elephants are green, lions are green, flies are green, sharks are green, foxes are green, dogs are green, giraffes are green, peacocks are green, mosquitoes are green, dogs are green, bees are green, goats are green, cats are green, and you are green.
Hallo?
Und dann, als es fertig war, sah ich unten, unter meiner Wohnung, wohnte jemand richtig sanft. Der ging in seine Wohnung nackt herum mit einer Kerze. Und ich habe dann gerufen, weil also Telefone und alles ging nicht mehr.
Cats are green, and you are green, 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 you are green. You are green, seen from high here, you all are green.
Nächsten Tag war, also der Strom ging dann wieder.
Thank you.
weil ich ging dann in den Supermarkt und ich hatte etwa nur noch 5 Dollar Bargeld. Und die Kreditkarten konnten sie nicht gebrauchen. Also nicht, weil eben der Stromsteller auf der ganzen Supermarkt war dunkel. Da hat so Security-Leute, die mit Taschenlampen sich in den Gängen gebrauchen, also nicht, weil eben der Strom nicht mehr da war. Und auch der ganze Supermarkt war dunkel. Und da hat so Security-Leute, die mit Taschenlampen sich in den Gängen herumführten. Ja, in Los Angeles war ich im Erdbeben 1994 und da war ich alleine.
Da war ich alleine. radical change, not too much 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 radical change.
State trooper in his tech-customized Harley pumps his flashing light and pulls me over. 14 antennas reaming from his Blade Runner helmet. No shades because he's wearing contact lenses encrypted with the American flag. And with his left cheek tattooed, it's all in the good book. Trooper pulls a sun-baked beef off the bite. stoops to light the speck of interstate dust from his SM high-top black leather boots, and steps over to my rent-a-car with that peculiar, "It's not just a good idea, it's the law" attitude. So I do an instant Catholic examination of highway conscience. Haven't broken the speed limit, my seatbelt's tight up tight to my belly, haven't been ringing for at least an hour, I've got no unconcealed weapons, my blood's drug free, my mind's pretty pure, and unlike most of the teenage theorists, maybe some of the agribusiness farmers in the valley, and I'm sky high in sleep and wiped out on Prozac. I've got a cheery smile and an upright face and a cheesecake flesh and a life-affirming attitude. I might be in the California Midwest, but I still believe in light, liberty, and the pursuit of technoculture, so help me God. But just to be sure, I reach my pocket and pull up my rights. I've got a First Amendment and a Fourth Amendment vehicle, and a constitutional ironclad guarantee to his own middle-class white boy privacy. So feeling pretty confident, I press down my window and say, "What's the problem, officer? I have a speeding." He answers, "Speed's got nothing to do with it, son. Look what you're holding in your right hand." So I say, "Yeah," as I flick the ash, and I flick the ash from my camel. "Sir, the zero tolerance for smoking in this town." When I broke out, they just drive me through, and I'm getting up about the same thing.
Enkel, Thank you. Thank you. Sing the hoops, Thank you.
Angels and the Banditos motorcycle gangs have been duking it out with clubs, fists, pistols, chains, and the odd shoulder-held missile launcher. Over the past 2 years, the Hells Angels and the Banditos motorcycle gangs have been duking it out with clubs, fists, pistols, chains, and the odd shoulder-held missile launcher. Over the past 2 years, the Hells Angels and the Banditos motorcycle gangs have been duking it out with clubs, fists, pistols, chains, and the odd shoulder-held missile launcher. Over the past 2 years, the Hells Angels and the Banditos motorcycle gangs have been duking it out with clubs, fists, pistols, chains, and the odd shoulder-held missile launcher.
Nearly plane crash. Okay. When I was coming back to Vienna before, I had a job in London, and the night before, my best friend split up with her boyfriend. So we were up all night, and I was kind of trying to console her, sort of say, yes, okay, split up with your boyfriend, it's alright. So I hadn't had anything. And I got up leave my job at 7 o'clock.
Greetings.
I finished at 3, and then I had to go and catch my plane to come back to the end.
Greetings.
So I was wandering around London kind of in a daze because I had no reason. And I got on the tube to come to the airport, and it broke down in the tube. There was a bomb scare that was caught. So I was waiting on the tube for 20 minutes to see if it would be working again, and it didn't. So I thought, I'm going to miss my plane if I don't get off and get a taxi. So I got off and was waiting outside for 20 minutes for a taxi. And the taxis are never full in London because of the recession. Everyone pays money to go in them. But the day that I needed to get to the airport, every single taxi was full. So I was waiting for 20 minutes and really getting worried about missing the plane. But anyway, a nice taxi man came along and took me to the airport. And I got to the airport at 6 o'clock. And that was fine because my flight was at 6:50. So I was kind of just wandering along the airport. just wandering along, I've got lots of time. And I looked up at the departure board and it said flight to Vienna, whatever the airline was, 6:15, now boarding. So I thought, I quickly ran up to the ticket desk and said, my plane's going in 15 minutes, I haven't got my ticket. I thought I had lots of time, they gave me the wrong time. So they said, okay, quick. So they got me my ticket, and I ran over to the security desk, to the security bit where they let you through and check all the bonds and things. And they stopped me there and checked through everything. They checked through my suitcase because I got there late, so they could take me through with me at the passport control. They went through everything, and it got to about 5 minutes before my plane, and I ran on to the gate. And they said, they told me off, they said, you should have got here earlier, blah, 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 no, you should get here half an hour before the flight. And I was saying, well, I would have got here earlier if. Anyway, I got on the plane, and I was sat at the back, the engines were really loud. And we took off, and we were flying really low, and then all of a sudden it accelerated. You could feel the plane accelerating, the engines got very loud, and we kind of climbed up from there, which is really very strange, because it's the strangest feeling to feel yourself going faster when you're in the air. Anyway, we were flying along, and we got very near to Vienna, and all of a sudden there was very bad turbulence. It didn't really bother me, because but then the trouble started when we started to come down to land, and the plane started to accelerate. Okay, so sat in the plane, kind of just getting used to the turbulence, and all of a sudden the plane starts to go like. And I'm sitting there thinking, this plane should not be accelerating when we're going down. Maybe when we go up, but not when we're going to go down to the ground. And it's getting faster and faster. And, I started thinking things like, oh God, maybe I'm going to die. So many things happened to try and stop and pick up this plane. You know, like, tube broke down
Thank you. Weird state. F-I-L-L-I-O-U.
Thank you. Thank you.